You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
I'm sure that everyone can remember a cool like science experiment they did back when they were in school or when they were just a kid. I was always easily entertained by the Mentos and Coke reaction.
Yeah, they didn't have that when I was a kid. My time in school was pre-discovering that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and so like we just did things like, I remember I got in trouble because we were lighting Bunsen burners. And there's a valve at the base of it where you can regulate the flame. I found out that unscrews all the way out, and I lit it from down there, and there was oil on the table, and it set the table on fire.
Oh, yeah. Nicely done.
Loved science.
Yeah, there you go. We're probably all better off that you ended up here in radio.
Oh, absolutely.
Than in the world of science, but talking about fire, there was actually one middle school teacher who unfortunately recently had to resign due to one of her fire-related experiments going a little wrong.
Really? See, I love when teachers would do, you know, they'd go that extra mile and they'd do an experiment and they'd show you. There's a teacher in college that demonstrated how he could dip his hand into molten lead, I believe.
I've seen stuff like this before.
Yeah, because if you moisten your hand, the water creates just a barrier enough that you can do it really fast, and it always worked, which is amazing.
I think I'd be too nervous that it would go wrong in that type of situation, but this teacher was doing something similar. She would put a little bit of hand sanitizer on her students' hands.
Okay.
She did it herself first and then to the students and would light that on fire. The hand sanitizer is supposed to create this quick barrier, and like that, it's light it on fire, put it in water. Like, it's supposed to be this quick situation. But unfortunately, one 12-year-old student ended up with third-degree burns his hand
had
to go to the hospital. And then the teacher ended up resigning.
Oh,
it's tough because
it stinks.
It's tough because I don't want to blame the student.
No.
But you might have thought maybe that kid didn't put his hand in or didn't listen or
don't blame the victim, Gavin. But yeah, no. I get
tough.
The teacher going, this is fun, and you know the teacher wasn't trying to hurt the kid.
No.
And you do it 11 times and it goes well, and then the one time it doesn't. Oh man, and a third-degree burn. That's no joke.
And I think that the lesson that I'm getting from this is that you probably are safe. Your safest bet is to show them that it's a possibility by doing it to yourself and then not doing it to them. Because that's the type of thing, if I was a parent and I saw that happen, I would have been like, there are probably some dads out there who are like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I would want to be asked for my permission before something like that was ever done.
Yeah, in this day and age, man, you can't hardly reprimand kids. So, like, setting their hands on fire seems like not a gray area, you know?
No.
But apparently it was, and unfortunately this teacher lost her job. But a great experiment for I Challenge Gavin. We haven't done I Challenge Gavin in a while, and I'm just dumb enough to risk your hand on this
I'm
one.
Good.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and one of the things I love about this job is I get people that email me questions all the time, and you never know what you're going to get. And this is a question, I've been here almost 15 years, haven't gotten this question yet.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I thought it was interesting. It says, hey, I have a question about baptism. Can anyone baptize another person? And, you know, like in my church, we do, you know, we have friends and family members and things like that because we view it as a symbol of faith. Now, I know, you know, Church of Christ sees it differently and Catholicism. So this is not a debate about theology of baptism. I want to be really clear about that. I'll share my viewpoint, but you'll see that this goes kind of to a different place. It goes beyond the baptism. Says the reason I ask is my son is 12 and he accepted Jesus. I've been trying to guide him in his next steps, but he says his dad, we're divorced, dunked him under the water and baptized him. His dad's not a preacher or anything that he does really does. So does anything that he does really count? I don't feel like his dad's heart is in the right place, but of course our son feels like he's really been baptized. What is your opinion? It's a tough one.
Wow.
Because I think based on like what I believe or like my church, it's the symbol, and so it doesn't matter who's doing it per se. You know, it's about that person that's being baptized and proclaiming their faith.
Yeah, my dad baptized me when I was, you know, 22. But that was a wholly agreed upon situation throughout the whole thing.
See, I think that's it. I said, here's the thing, man. This is a great question, but it's colored by interpersonal dynamics. If your ex-husband was right with God, you might see it a little bit differently.
Sure.
But you've got that dynamic going. So, you know, at the end of the day, though, it's not even about his heart. It's about your son's. Because there's nothing magical about baptism. You know, it's an outward sign that someone wants to follow Jesus. I'm sure you would rather have had it gone differently to celebrate in this decision with your son. And really, that's what it came down to, is she felt cheated out of this moment. And so there's this other interpersonal thing. But it's like, in this one, you have to kind of check that for the betterment of your son. It's not like, oh, that didn't count, let's rebaptize
sure.
you. You know, because then you're undoing what he was doing in the first place. And I think you just have to eat this one as a parent and have that conversation with your ex-husband, you know, privately. And
yeah.
So this is the conversation I want to have. Again, not a debate about baptism or theology, but what is that time that you put your kids' well-being before your wishes? Because parents have to self-sacrifice a lot. And I know in divorce situations, this is probably a real difficult thing to navigate, and a common thread of, you know, you want to put your kids' well-being ahead of you and what you wish for in life, because they have to come first. So have you ever been in that place? And what was your story with that? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to get your perspective on this. So what was a time that you had to go through something like that, Maddie?
So it was right after mine and my child's dad's divorce. My daughter started going to a new church in town, and then eventually her dad and his new wife started going. And they basically politely asked me not to go to church with her there, because they felt that that was their church to attend. And my daughter, she came to me and she said, Mom, I don't want to cause any difficulties between you and Dad and everybody, so would you please just not go to church with me?
Wow, how did that make you feel?
I was hurt at first, but then that was about probably 5 years ago. So since then, everything has really kind of leveled out between everybody. Everybody's remarried. Everybody's happy. We get along better now. But at the time, yeah, I was hurt.
But you honored that request because you knew it was better for your daughter ultimately, right?
Exactly. And that's what it should be as a parent.
So, Maddie, have you ever been in that place where you had to put your kids' well-being before your own wishes?
So it really all comes down to co-parenting. I had my son when I was 19, and me and his father ended up splitting. We didn't want to go to court and deal with all the drama that comes with that. And at first, I started being really stingy, like, I don't want Maddox to have to go over there, you know, half the time. So I started off giving his dad 2 days. Well, I realized that just was not what was best for my son. He loves his dad and deserves to be with his dad as much as he is with me. So now we share 50-50 custody. It just by choice, and I cry every time I have to give him over, but it's what's best for him. It's not about me.
You know, one day when he's older, he'll come to realize this and understand that kind of sacrifice on your part. But for right now, you just kind of have to be quiet about it, hand him over, suck back the tears, and cry in the car on the way home. But he's going to be better off for the sacrifice that you're making, and I know he'll see it one day and definitely appreciate it.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I get it. Well, hey, Maddie, I appreciate you being on the show with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And you know, we play a lot of great music on Way FM, and that's why we like to highlight some of the newer stuff with a segment we call What's On Way. And today we're going to look at Jordan Feliz's latest single. It's called Jesus Is Coming Back. Features Mandisa, getting a little love from her, blessing this track. And then that's what the cool kids say. And then Jonathan Traylor as well. And Jordan was talking about the song. He said, we live in a world that's completely lost its way. say, I think we really wanted the song to encourage people to keep pushing forward, keep representing Jesus in their lives, and to continue pursuing him, and to keep pursuing people for him. And so what joy it is to think of him coming back and taking us home. So really, like, up song. Here's a little bit of it, and this is why you see how great Mandisa is.
We gotta stay awake, cause nobody knows the day or time. No, the trumpet's gonna blow and the skies are gonna open wide. Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's just amazing, you know. But I did notice something about this. Jordan Feliz has never written a song that I don't like. I've said that
true
from the beginning. And I do like this song, but I noticed something about the hook. See if you are on the same page with me here.
It doesn't scare me. It's temporary. There's something better we got forever. And it won't be long, cause I know our help is on the way.
Bring it! Come on now!
So keep your head up.
No!
Jesus is coming back.
No.
Jesus is coming back. No, don't forget
that.
Oh.
That part is like falling in slow motion.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great analogy.
It's the feeling.
Yeah, like all of a sudden it's built and it's getting big and it's gonna explode. The beat's gonna drop. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, oh. And it's not that I don't like the song, but that built me up for something I didn't expect. And maybe that part's gonna grow on me. Or maybe, like, one of the things I do, I'm an amateur first responder, an amateur producer, and so I saw that this is an opportunity to go, okay, Jordan, here's what you could have done. Where you built us up to that moment, you just needed a really good beat drop, and then bring it.
And within music, I do think the beat drop is sacred.
Absolutely. So here's what this song could have sounded like had Jordan done it right.
And it won't be long, 'cause I know our help is on the way.
Yeah, yeah, see? There you go. And now we're all in, you know? We're going fast here. It's just hitting you in the face,
the
okay?
The shock factor.
Oh, it's fantastic. See? A little scary for Gavin. It scared him both times, but boy, howdy. That's what the song needed there. So I'm going to send that to Jordan and see if they want to do an edit, maybe just for us at Way FM.
I don't always agree with changing music
right.
That professionals make, but that's one that needed it.
This time,
it.
You get it.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. That's a little bit of what's on Way, and we'll see if he takes my advice and we have an edit for Way FM here. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and, you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way because we talk about getting in shape and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. But why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper, but you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what? I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
Valerie Bertinelli, she's an actress and she is a host on the Food Network. Do you know who she is, Gavin?
No, I don't. I don't recognize that name.
She does the Kids Baking Challenge with Duff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She was also married to Eddie Van Halen for a while.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And she was on a TV show back in the day called... I just lost it. One Day at a Time. I've always liked her, but she has struggled with her weight. And she said recently that ditching the scale immensely improved her mental health. She said, I stopped weighing myself when I finished writing my book, which is a big thing for me. I haven't gotten on a scale since. My clothes still fit. My jeans still zip up. I guess I was afraid that if I didn't see the number I was, or wanted, and I would keep an eye on it, that I would balloon up. But that hasn't happened. And it's an interesting mentality, because I think weight loss is as much mental as it is physical. Because, Gavin, you're working on this right now, and you're looking great.
Thank you.
You know, all your hard work's paying off.
I am the lightest I've been all year.
Good.
Or in a hot second. But I do find that I get myself on the scale every day.
I do, too.
With the hope that it's going to be a number that I want it to be. And most often it's not, because it'll be like one day I'll drop five,
right,
and then I'll stay the same. So it is this battle where I do it more for the hope of what might happen,
right,
versus taking it personal when it doesn't.
But the sadness of when it doesn't happen, it's horrible.
Because
I weigh myself once a week, and so I am banking everything on that Saturday weigh-in.
Yeah.
And then and you can fluctuate a pound or two, you know? And so I find myself being like, Dad, gummit. And so I think there might be something to this where, because I have a friend that she never weighs herself, but she goes by like clothes that she knows that she feels good in. And when they fit well, she's like, okay, I'm in the zone.
Yeah, I think that when it comes to weight loss, I think it's almost healthier to focus on just being a healthier person,
right,
and just seeing how that changes. Because I've noticed then through what I've done with like exercising, drinking water, eating the right food, I have a lot more energy throughout the day. I sleep a lot better. And those things to me, I think, are more valuable than just a number I see on a scale.
Well, she theorized, like you're saying, that being healthy mentally when it comes to weight loss might help the physical part follow. If she does the mental part first, then the physical part will follow. And, so maybe if you're kind of in that constant up and down struggle, battle with weight, maybe taking a step back and taking a step off of the scale. You've tried everything else. Maybe try this and gauge yourself by how you actually feel and how your clothes actually fit instead of being a slave to that number. Maybe it will help for you. It's working for Valerie. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently we did a really cool contest with Chris Tomlin to give a worship leader somewhere in the country the chance to open up for Chris at historic Red Rocks Amphitheater. And, some bands will wait their entire career for something like this, and it never happened. So we thought we would make this moment really cool for Aaron McLean, who was our winner, but he didn't know it at the time. Here's a little bit of what Aaron submitted for this contest sounded like.
And after the fighting, I am so glad to say I know you so much.
Yeah, this dude's awesome, man. And so we let him know he was a finalist, but that we still needed to have a conversation with him to get to know him a little bit better. But what we didn't tell him is that Chris Tomlin was also on the Zoom with his camera off, could hear everything we were saying, and we were just waiting for the right moment to surprise him and let him know that he won. Your entry for our opening for Chris Tomlin was great. It was one of our favorites, truthfully. So, like, why do you want to do this, man?
When I first got here, I got an opportunity to go to Red Rocks and just serve the event, Worship on the Rocks, backstage. That was the first time ever at Red Rocks, and I was just floored by it. And I was like, man, how awesome would it be to lead people in worship in a space like this?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Have you acclimatized yet? Because I visited Red Rocks and about passed out just walking up the stairs. Like, if you had to perform there, can you do it? Do you have the stamina to make this happen?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Have you ever opened for anybody of this magnitude before in your career? Okay, so this is a big deal.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
What's your favorite Chris Tomlin song?
White Flag.
White Flag. Okay, why?
When I started leading worship, like as a vocation in Atlanta, we did that a lot at our church, and it just became an anthem for us.
Okay.
I just fell in love with it.
What's your least favorite Chris Tomlin song?
Don't make me answer that. No, I don't have one.
There you go. Real quick, my boss just jumped on here. He wanted to ask you a question real quick as well, as we're trying to, you know, figure out who's going to win this thing.
Sure, sure.
What's up, bro?
What's up, man? Oh, snap, dude. What's going on?
Yeah, you didn't know that I work for Chris Tomlin, did you?
I think at some point all of us will end up working for Chris Tomlin.
Absolutely, we will. And he's designed it that way. Mwah!
Aaron, hey, I just want to tell you, I've been listening to you. I saw your videos and stuff, and I love what you're about and your team, and just incredible. And I just want to say congratulations, because you're going to be opening for me at Red Rocks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh.
How cool is that, man?
This is not the real thing right now.
Yeah, this is the real thing. You're the real thing. That's why you're doing it. And I'm so excited, buddy. I love your heart for God. Your worship team, my goodness, has blown away. So I'm so excited, buddy.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh my gosh. I'm freaking out. I got to keep it gangster for a moment. Hold on. Let me pull it together and then cry afterwards.
Yeah, well, this is a great opportunity to learn from, open up for Chris Tomlin on one of the nights there at Red Rocks, and get to play such an iconic venue as well. And, I mean, like, you're setting the tone for what that night's going to be. Don't blow this, man. Like...
That's right.
I'll do my very best, man.
You got something special, man.
Thank you so much. Glory to God, dude. I'm like tripping right now. This is nuts.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be, man. Congratulations. Open it up for Chris Tomlin, one of the nights at Red Rocks. It's new artist Aaron McClain.
Thank you.
Let's go.
I just got like kind of choked up and a little teary-eyed when you hear him, and it's one thing to hear it, it's another thing to see it and see the shock on his face. It's really cool. If you want, just text the word RED, R-E-D, to 91979. We'll send you a link. It's worth watching and it's worth sharing with people, because it's just a real good feel-good moment. So again, text the word RED to 91979, and again, congratulations to Aaron McClain. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there are few people on the planet that are more annoying than your friend trying to lose weight.
I'm sorry.
I know this because I've been that friend. You have to talk it through, and you share with people what you're doing, and you want people to, you know, cheer you on and be there for your successes and everything. And Gavin's, like, very mild-mannered, and he's not a very showy person. And he's doing the intermittent fasting where you can only eat in a window. And your window is what?
It's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, so you can eat anything you want from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And so that's a way that we've had other friends lose weight and stuff. But then what's happening is, the byproduct of this is I'm not on that diet. If Gavin was my wife, fine, I'd be in this with you. But I am not on that diet. And so now, like... I want to have breakfast, and my stomach is grumbling right now, and I feel guilty about eating, like, breakfast in front of Gavin.
This is interesting, because you always talk about, like, you don't want to have to tiptoe around other people's feelings. Right. I don't want you to have to tiptoe around my stomach feelings, because, yeah, I'm starving right now.
I know. It's not easy.
I've got a long time until I can eat.
I didn't sign up for this, Gavin.
But you shouldn't have to worry about that.
I shouldn't.
I'm a grown man.
I know, but I do. I feel bad.
I do appreciate that.
Well, thank you. This has been hard on me. And so, like, I find myself trying to eat, like, on the sly, like, down. We have computer screens between us, so I'll kind of duck down a little bit. I almost sat under my desk the other day to eat, because I don't want you to stumble, because you're doing a good job. I'm proud of you. But, like, I'm not there yet, and I want to have my snacks. And so, here we go. Five calls in. All right? Is it cool for me to eat around Gavin or not? Like, Gavin has said it's okay, so that should make it okay. So why do I feel bad? Why do I have such a soul? Why am I such a saint? Why am I such a good person?
Why are you the hero here?
I don't know. I just am. 855-33-WAY-FM. Is it wrong for Gavin to diet around me and affect my life so drastically? Should have been the question. But so Five Calls calls it. Is it okay to eat around Gavin while he's doing his intermittent fasting? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your calls on this because you decide it all. That's why we do Five Calls calls it. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Five Calls calls it. Here's the dilemma. Gavin is trying to lose weight, and he's doing intermittent fasting, which means he has a window in which he can eat all of his calories for the day. But that's not my window, you know, and I want to have breakfast, and I feel guilty eating around him when he cannot eat. So should I continue to eat around him, or is it wrong and I should stop? All right, Sarah, what do you think?
I think you're good to go. Eat in front of Gavin. Man, it's not going to cause him to stumble and sin or anything.
Oh, I don't know about that. I've been on a diet before, and it's so hard when someone's chowing down on a, you know, chicken biscuit, and that's all you want. Oh, I feel bad still. But I appreciate the thought. I'm going to mark it down in the go for it column. Thank you. All right, Evan, you're up. Five Calls calls it. What do you say?
Whenever my wife and I tried it, there was no issue for us with somebody ate outside of our window. It was just kind of a, yeah, you do you.
Really? Okay, so I shouldn't feel bad. Because right now I feel guilty. Contrary to what everyone might think about me, I feel bad eating in front of him, so I try to hide it. All right, Tiffany, you're up. Five Calls calls it. Is it wrong to eat in front of Gavin while he's doing his weight loss intermittent fasting program?
I don't think so. Just don't gorge yourself in front of him. You know, eat you a snack, and then come 10 o'clock when he can eat, then y'all eat a big breakfast together.
Oh, that's great. We could plan for it. We could have breakfast together every day. That's great. Bonding time. We could even share our feelings. That sounds like a blast.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got you down, girl. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, Amanda, you're up. Five Calls calls it. What do you say?
I don't think you're doing anything wrong, Wally. My best friend, yeah, we're the same exact way. She's healthy. I'm not. So I just tell her that I am being an amazing friend by eating all the bad food so she doesn't have to.
There you go. I like your twist on that, you know, and I'm over here just living my truth, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Daryl, you're up. Five Calls calls it. What do you say?
I think you should eat more around him. Test his endurance, his discipline to not eat those biscuits.
You know what, Daryl? You are so on point. This is the way, because if he loses weight with that kind of temptation, then he knows he is a better, stronger man because of it. I love it, good sir. That is fantastic. Thank you, and I think that's going to be my new strategy.
Yeah, he'll be better and stronger. You'll be bigger and bigger.
I don't care.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. Almost said uplifting because that's what you say during good news, giddy up. Because it's a couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you, just all lickety split, and you know, designed to make you feel better because the regular news can be a little bit on the heavy side. This is kind of good news, maybe for the environment. Airbus is a company that makes these giant planes. Well, they just announced their largest passenger jet in the world, the A380, did a successful test flight. Which you're thinking, okay, that's great. We can cram more people on a plane. But here's what's really crazy. They did it with sustainable aviation fuel, meaning basically cooking oil. Like,
oh, no way.
Because jet fuel is super expensive. And, you know, they're looking at how they can recycle other types of things to create fuel. And that's amazing. Plus, I can't even imagine how great it smelled. Like French fries.
Or like your local barbecue restaurant.
Boy, and then you just get chips. That's not right. Like, you're like, this smells great. This is going to be amazing. It's like, here's your peanuts. Bad news, I guess. Good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
There was a grandma in Texas. She went to pay for her groceries last week but didn't have enough money. Her card only had $19 on it, so she started putting stuff back. But then the young woman who was bagging her groceries said stop and paid the remaining $137 herself. But it goes further than that. The manager found out that she did this, said she was proud of her, and then paid her back
there
as well.
There you go. That worked on every level there.
Love
met
it.
A need, being generous, and then somebody else hooked this girl up who, you know, was taking care of that first need. That's awesome. And that makes you feel good about the day. And that's why we do good news, giddy up. I am a big fan of irony. Hey, it's Wally. And recently I did a cash out refinance with United Faith Mortgage. And that's where you pull money out of your home to use on whatever you want. You can add a pool, redo a kitchen or a master bath, pay off debt. It's your call. So my UFM guy, Ryan, showed me all of my cash out refinance options, and I took the one that gave me a bunch of cash without having my monthly payment go up a dime. But then something weird happened. I was ready to buy a couple jet skis, build an outdoor fireplace, purchase a new car. But the irony is, somewhere along the way, having that much money available to me actually made me do the unthinkable. It made me responsible. Ick! It made me think about how I can maximize this gift in my life to better my family long term. Sure, we'll do something fun with part of the money, but I got more than I could have saved in 5 or 10 years of working. And that's life changing. So see how they can help you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then News-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
So there's not a single person alive, I don't think, who would sanely tell you that they love waiting on a plane to take off for more than maybe 20 or 30 minutes.
No. I like when I get on the plane, I want to go, and I hate delays that leave you stranded on there.
Yeah, I was in Chicago during like a snowstorm, and I was on the plane for 3 hours.
No.
For
a
de-icing situation, and then they canceled my flight.
Oh, no.
That was probably one of the worst nights of my life.
And your flight probably wasn't even 3 hours long.
No.
Like when you have to stay on the tarmac for longer than the flight is, they got to let you off the plane, man. Come on.
And sometimes it makes the argument of driving just a little bit more likely.
Ugh.
But there was this one couple who said that they were on a plane and they were delayed for 4 hours, which is a ton of time. And they said that the flight attendants did a lot to try and pass the time by playing games, doing quizzes. But then there was one woman who just grabbed the intercom system and she just started singing, "If You're Happy and You Know It."
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then you really ought to show it. Yeah. If you're happy and you know it.
Woo! Nice. Long enough. Wow.
Her American Idol.
Yeah, I guess so.
Performance.
If you can dodge my carry-on and you know it, you better duck. It's like where I would be at that point.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have this thing called the prayer wall where you can post prayer requests and have people pray for you, pray for other people at wayfm.com. And we have a prayer pastor who's in charge of it all, and he's praying for people there and getting people the care that they need as well. And so we check in with him every week to see kind of what people are talking about on the prayer wall at wayfm.com. Pastor Chad, what do you got, man?
Hey, I was just on the prayer wall this morning, and as I was praying, this one request really stood out to me. This person wrote in anonymously saying, "I've been arrogant and I've lived an ungodly way and have not felt the conviction or presence of the Holy Spirit in some time. Please pray that God would grant me grace and repentance." And I just found that just incredible. Just even now, even in my mind, as we're drawing a little bit closer to Easter, just praying for people that I know who need Christ. And this seems like someone who really needs Christ in his life, although he says that he knows it, but he just hasn't felt the conviction of God. So there's that piece of it.
Yeah, and then by the simple note of him posting that, there is conviction there, you know?
Yeah.
So he's on the right path, but I get it. Like, there's times in life you're like, I know the answer of what I need to do, but you can't seem to get yourself. It's like that the story in the Bible where the guy said, you know, "Jesus, I believe you, but help me in my disbelief."
Yeah.
But I fully understand that, and I get where this guy's coming from.
I think sometimes our sin, people consider their sin to be too much for God, and they're waiting for that point in time where they feel like God finally forgives their sin. And to that, I just speak in the scripture. The scripture in 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our wickedness." So it's not just that God will forgive our sins, but we need to lean into that he will cleanse us. And that cleansing is he's going to wash it, make us clean, and help us to release that sin and allow him to claim his forgiveness there. And I think this is what this guy needs right now as well.
I have found that like, we hold on to the guilt and we hold on to the things that keep us stuck far more than God does. Because the Bible talks about, like, you ask for, you know, forgiveness, God places your sins as far as east is from the west.
Yeah.
And it's instantaneous.
Yeah.
But how many times do we not accept that instantaneousness? Because as people, we're like, well, no one just gives you forgiveness. You got to prove it to them that you changed. And God's not like that. Thank God that you're not like that. You know, but it's like we hold on to it, but we keep ourselves stuck and we keep that distance between us and God when He's already settled it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think we believe, and I would say, I guess to that, I would say, those are some of the lies of the evil one. And a lot of times we want to make this too weird and demonic, but the evil one's not making you do drugs. He's making you believe God doesn't love you, that God hasn't forgiven you. That's what he does. He lies about God. And so as we look into that, to remember, if God's word says this, that means it's true. He has forgiven you. Like you just quoted, that your sins are as far as east from the west. God meant that. Don't second guess it.
Exactly. Well, there you go. That's the prayer wall at wayfm.com. You can definitely take advantage of it. Use it. Get prayer requests, you know, post it and have people pray for you. And then also pray for other people. It's a great, great thing. And thank you, Pastor Chad.
Thank you.
Show me the money.
Money, please.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it can be staggering how much celebrities and people like that make when you see it, and then when you put it into context, you're like, what in the world? So we do Show Me the Money, and this is where I have a simple question. Which is worth more? Like, in this will be an example round for you, Gavin.
Okay.
Which is worth more, Channing Tatum or 10 M1 tanks?
Oh, my goodness. And those things don't come cheap.
No. So 10 of them. So
Channing Tatum's, I've seen him do, like, 3 decent blockbusters. I just saw the Dog movie and the Sandra Bullock
maybe
one.
Maybe this will help you out a little bit. Channing Tatum is worth $80 million. Do you think that is more or less than 10 M1 tanks?
I actually think the tanks are going to outdo him.
You do?
I think that those things are just like an unconscious amount of money. And we don't think about it, but they are a ton of money.
Yeah. They actually clock in at $6.2 million each. Less than I thought.
Oh, actually, yeah.
Yeah, so $62 million versus Channing Tatum's $80 million, and he is worth more.
Good for him.
See, that's the thing. I thought those tanks would be an easy $15
million
each.
Man.
Now I kind of want one.
Yeah, it's in my range
yeah,
now.
Exactly. All right, so that's how we play. And if you want to play Show Me the Money, we'll do it with you right now. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Question number one, which is worth more, Chris Rock or the portrait of De L'Artiste Sans Barbie, which means portrait of an artist without a beard, by Vincent van Gogh? Okay, who do you think is worth more?
Oh, man, is this before or after the recent chaos?
This was actually before.
Okay, I'm going to say Van Gogh.
You think of one single Van Gogh painting is worth more than Chris Rock?
Yeah, I mean, Van Gogh, they're priceless.
I'm going to give you one chance. Chris Rock is worth $60 million. Do you want to stay with your original answer, or do you want to change it?
$60 million. All right, let's change it. We'll go with Chris Rock.
All right, well, that was a mistake. The painting was worth $98
million. $98 million. That's crazy.
Isn't that insane? $98 million. Okay, so you fell for my trick. I don't know if I would always do that, so that is wrong. Here we go. Which is worth more, Dwayne The Rock Johnson or 25 miles of four-lane divided highway? Now, let me just tell you this. It includes a 22-foot median with barrier walls and a 10-foot shoulder.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea how much a highway costs.
Mm-hmm. Per mile, 25 miles.
I'm going to go with The Rock.
Okay, The Rock is clocking in at $320 million.
Oh my goodness.
Holy cow.
Good news is you could buy 25 miles of your own interstate highway for $188 million.
Woo!
So he's like worth 75 miles of highway. It's $7.5 million per mile to build a highway.
I did not know that. That's a ton of money.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Well, you got that one right, Abby. Here we go. Final question. Which is worth more, Ryan Reynolds or a rare 1,700-piece tea set? Let me give you some information about the tea set first before you make your decision, okay? It's the Chitra collection that spans centuries, dating all the way back to a Chinese tea bowl from the Song Dynasty. In addition, there are pieces from companies like Tiffany and Fabergé. So which is worth more, that tea set or Ryan Reynolds?
And you said it's 1,700 pieces?
1,700 pieces, yes.
Let's do the tea set.
Boy, that's a risky thing because Ryan Reynolds, Free Guy, did really well for him. And he is the Hitman's bodyguard. Like, he's been in blockbusters. Ryan Reynolds is worth $150 million. Gavin, do you think she's made the right choice?
I do, because I think history is expensive. And that's a lot of pieces.
Well, get this.
That is true. It's a lot of pieces.
The tea set is worth $212 million.
Yikes.
All right.
That is some expensive tea. That's almost what it costs at Starbucks for one cup. So congratulations, Abby. You have figured it out, and you are the big winner on Show Me the Money.
Thank you.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in
time. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It's Friday, so we are in the time machine going back in time for Flashback Friday. But we don't go alone. We take you with us, but somebody has to tell us where to go. And today, that is Aubrey. Now, Aubrey, have you ever been in a time machine before?
I wish.
Yeah, you're like, I've made a lot of mistakes. I'd like to go back and undo some things. Unfortunately, we can't help you with that because we're not making any other stops other than where you tell us to go musically. So what song would you like to hear?
Love in Any Language by Sandy Patty.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sandy Patty was the queen of Christian music for a lot of years, and this song is not on the newer side. So, Gavin, what year do we need to set the time machine to?
We are going all the way back to like 9 years before I was born to 1986.
Oh, this will have the 80s all over it. This feels so good. Aubrey, why are you taking us so far back in time to Love in Any Language?
Well, I guess this is showing my age because that was after I was born, but I was still a child. And so, for one, it was one that me and my cousin and my sisters sing in church, but also because that song immediately came to my mind because love is the universal language. It doesn't matter what language you speak. Love is the same all the way around, and it seems like we need a lot more of it these days.
Well, sadly, that's true. We do need a lot more of it, and you're right. Sometimes being kind to somebody or showing God's love to them in a simple yet tangible way speaks volumes, even if we don't speak the same language.
Yes.
Well, I love this little trip back in time because I think I'm older than you because I was in high school. I graduated in 86. So this is taking me back to those days for sure. And here we go. It's Sandy Patty, Love in Any Language for Aubrey on Flashback Friday.
Thank you.
Je t'aime, te amo, ya te via, liublu, ani. The sounds are all as different as the lands from which they came. And though our words are all unique.
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend. But now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club. And let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good. But in developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty Rock is out today, so I am doing the least of these duties. This was kind of a weird story, man. Remember Jenna Malone? She was starring The Hunger Games. Well, she saw a guy abusing a dog on Sunset Strip, so she pulls over out of her car and gets out and chases the guy down and is calling other people to help. So, okay, that's good. She's protecting an animal, and that's great. But it weirdly spiraled. Several people joined in. They got the dog away from the guy, and then like five guys proceeded to beat the guy down.
Whoa.
And like, you're like, wait a minute. And I watched the video, and I was like dumbfounded. The guy's on the ground. He's obviously not a threat. And like, what if these were police officers, we would have been enraged.
That's
by
true.
This. I mean, we're like, oh my gosh. But because this guy abused an animal, they're like, these people are heroes. They beat this guy down. One guy's hitting him with a stick. They're kicking him. It is an old school beatdown. And so it's crazy because Jenna says, I'm sorry the thing ended in a brawl, but she had no doubt the dog would have died if they hadn't intervened. PETA recognizes her as a hero. Oof. And you're like, wait, this is muddy, man. Like, PETA stepping in and saying, you did the right thing. But with violence, I mean, like, the Will Smith thing should have taught us something, right? Oh,
yeah. You shouldn't be easily able to sweep that stuff under a rug, right, like they are trying to do.
Like, righteous anger isn't rewarded anymore, or is it? Because they arrested the guy who hit the dog.
After he got beat
after
down.
After he got a beat down. At that point, you're like, you just got the snot kicked out of you. Let's call it even.
You might have learned a lesson.
Yeah, exactly. And then the five guys, they did not arrest them at all for beating another human being, man. Like, again, and the dog, I'm not about animal violence and cruelty to animals. We need to take care of the helpless animals. It's right. But there's a point at which the dog was safe, and this just went into mob mentality, and that's not a good message or healthy either.
No, people tend to, I think, like, kind of create what justice looks like in their own minds, and that's what they're calling that as justice, whereas a guy
that's why
did,
we have laws,
yeah,
you know, and that's why we get into all these people, these problems with, you know, us taking the law into our own hands. And they had even mentioned, like, this was a citizen's arrest. Look how that ended for that one poor gentleman who was murdered by people who did a citizen's arrest and took the law into their own hands. It's just a dangerous thing, and for PETA to highlight that, I think, is like super, super sad. But I am glad that the dog is okay.
Yeah, not to miss that point.
Yeah, so they started to go fund me for the dog.
Oh, and my goodness.
Champ has 10 grand, so he's going to be okay.
Okay.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And they say you're never too old to learn new things. And I think that's true. Like, the older I get, I find that there are more things I want to try that I've never tried before, you know?
Do you think it's because you are, you know, your daughter has gone off, you guys are empty nesters, there's just more time in the day? Or is it like a curiosity that came back to you?
Yeah, I think it's more of a curiosity. Like, there's certain things that I've already wanted to learn, and I taught myself, and I kind of, I don't say mastered, but got good enough at, you know, proficient or whatever. And then it's like, okay, you did that, now what's next, you know, kind of thing. Like, for example, I've always loved music, and I play guitar, but I'm not great. I'm not like, I would not consider myself a great guitar player. And so I decided I was going to sit down and go to YouTube and learn to play a bunch of songs I never learned to play from, like, my teenage years.
And YouTube is the best place to learn anything because there's
absolutely
a million videos on
absolutely
it.
Absolutely. So then I never thought I would be able to play a bunch of these songs. I always had this mental thing in my head that they were too hard. Like, I don't have the skills to be able to do this. So, and these guys are professionals, you know. And so for whatever reason, my head I got it in my head, like, oh, maybe you can do this now. Maybe you're old enough. And so I started playing. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can play this song and this song and this song. And like, so now I'm up to like 25 songs that I've learned from my teenage years that I enjoy playing and learning different skills that I didn't have before. You know what I mean? And so I'm curious, as an adult, what is that thing that you learned? Something new that you'd never really done before, and you thought, okay, I think I can learn how to do this. And you might even, like, inspire somebody else to try something new that they weren't ready to do yet either, you know, or didn't think that they could do. So 855 833. Way FM is the number. That's how you can always be on the show. We love having you on. But I'm just curious. I know I'm not the only person picking up some hobbies or some skills later on in life. Maybe you never thought you could weld, and you're like, watch a YouTube video. I'm going to learn how to weld. And you did it. I don't know. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. What is something that you as an adult have recently learned to do?
Well, I'm 74 years old, and I'm learning algebra.
Oh, no way. Okay, this is fascinating to me. Is it just something you wanted to learn because, you know, it was a skill that you never had before? Because the reality is you use very little algebra in life.
No, I was terrible in school, and algebra wasn't my thing. But I went to college and then had to stop to raise my granddaughter, and then I had one class left to get my bachelor's, and it was college algebra. So I had to start all over again with math, and now I'm probably ready in fall to take college algebra.
What? That's so great. Look at you going back to school and finishing something you started so long ago. That's amazing. I'm really happy for you, and I'm telling you, it will feel so good at 74 years old. You hit like a life goal, and that's amazing.
Let me tell you, I couldn't have done it without the Lord.
Just as long as he's not giving you the answers on your test, it's okay.
Don't I wish.
Yeah, I know, exactly. You know what? Sandra's living proof that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. If you can dream it, you can do it. So if you've been thinking about going to school like Sandra, check out Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu/wayfm. So, Mary Beth, what is something that you learned later in life as an adult?
Okay, so I'm a right-handed person, but I was having some wrist trouble, and it hurt the right with my right hand, so I taught myself to use my left hand, and it's actually getting pretty good now.
Really? Yeah, I'm not ambidextrous. Yeah. I would give my right arm to be ambidextrous.
Sure.
There it is. Okay, good.
You're so funny.
Yeah, took a minute for people, but that one landed. I can't do anything with my left hand. Couldn't write my name with my left hand. I couldn't throw a ball with my left hand. Nothing.
Took a lot of determination, but I finally got it accomplished.
Well, there you go. I love it, girl. Thank you, Mary Beth.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. Love you guys.
Have a great day. All right, Audrey, you're up. What is that thing that you learned later in life as an adult?
As an adult, I have learned how to do triathlons. I always wanted to do them as like a 20-something year old in college and was never a solid swimmer. So after I had my last baby in my early 30s, I was determined that now is the time. So I spent the last 6 years training and doing as many races as I can find.
Okay, so you learned to swim better, basically?
Yeah, basically. I was never a strong runner, biker, or swimmer.
Sounds like triathlons were not built for you. You're like, I'm really not good at any of the core competencies. But
exactly.
You trained yourself and you actually accomplished it. That has to feel huge.
Yeah, well, and the best thing about triathlons is I don't know that any one of us are great at any of them. We're just okay at every one of them. So it worked out.
Yeah, and all of it is showing off, just for the record, to all of us who do not do triathlons. So nicely done.
That's
I salute
fair.
You. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We do The Scoop to help you out with things in life. And this is one that I think affects everybody, because every time you turn around, you want to buy the simplest thing online. You want to do something. Everyone wants you to sign up for an account and have a password.
It's the worst.
It drives me absolutely nuts. And like, I get confused. I don't use just one password. I have variations. And then sometimes there's an exclamation point. Sometimes there isn't. I forget what they are. It just drives me nuts. Betty Rock can never remember her password. She actually has a person at work that remembers them for her. But there was a firm that figured out the security for each type of password, okay?
And
like how secure it is. So this might help you formulate a new strategy for your passwords, okay? So any password that's 6 characters, they say, can instantly be cracked.
Yeah.
Like done, just like that. Even if you use uppercase or lowercase, they say it needs to be 12 characters long to be somewhat secure, okay? 10 characters can be cracked in 3 days. 11 characters, it takes 5 months. 12 characters, it says they would take 24 years to crack.
So that's safe.
Yeah. By the time that's cracked, I'm not going to worry about my account at Famous Footwear.
No, you know? Good point.
So even if you add numbers and special characters, it still needs to be 11 characters long. So what password is super safe? Well, if you the longer you go, the safer your password is. For example, if you use 18 characters with you know, some of the special characters that you'd put in there, it would take 438 trillion years to crack.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So the easy way to do that, like 18, it was really hard, and that's why people say to write sentences down.
Yes.
If you do a sentence, it's easier for you to remember, and the more characters, it's harder to crack. So, for example, my new password is going to be, crack this, I dare you.
Okay.
Okay.
Write that down.
Don't write that down. And you know what? That's mine. No one used that, but hopefully that will help you, give you some information to make your passwords more secure, and that is your scoop for today.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.